Remember when school was looked at as a safe and secure place where children could grow in knowledge and confidence? Well, that certainly changed, hasn't it? One of the causes of that change has been bullying. Bullying has gone well beyond a shove in the hall or a tripping on the playground. School bullies are perpetrating actual torture by any definition of their targets and victims. Many of those targeted suffer in silence with, and as we saw here in New Jersey last year, tragic endings. My next guest is a father who lost their child to bullying and along with his wife chose to do everything they could to make parents, students, and schools aware of this issue and how it not just can be, must be addressed. He is the co-founder of Stand for the Silent, Kirk Smalley. Kirk, thanks so much for being here today and sharing your story and what your work is really accomplishing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on, Chris.
StandForTheSilent.org is where you can learn more about what Kirk and his wife are doing with the organization. And your story is sadly going to be familiar with many people here in New Jersey because just over in 2023, two young girls took their lives after being bullied and after going to people who they thought would provide them protection and resolution for their problems, school officials, and they did not respond, and the children took their own lives. That's a story you're very familiar with because that's what happened with your child.
That's correct, sir. We lost Ty 5,006 days ago. He was bullied for over 2 years, and his mama actually worked at the school that he went to. She was in the office almost every day, you know, trying to get him to make it stop. And we got the standard answer. Boys will be boys. Bullying's just something every kid has to go through. And my question is why? Why does every kid have to go through that?
And like I said in the intro, Kirk, bullying, if you say school bullying to someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s, again, they'll think of the shove in the parking lot or the hallway or things like that. I don't think it was an understatement when I said today's bullying is emotional and physical torture.
It is. And, you know, there are so many different ways that kids can bully each other now with the social media and technology. You know, it's something that they can't get away from. Like you said, back in our day, you know, I graduated high school in 1983. And back then we didn't have internet. We didn't even have social media. You know, now I go to schools that first graders have smartphones and they're good on them. They know how to use them. You know, they can take a picture of someone walking down the hallway. They use an app called Photoshop to make it look like that person's doing anything they want them to do, create a fake Facebook account or whatever on social media, post that picture online, and ruin somebody's life with the click of a button. And, you know, even if they get to feeling guilty about it and think, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, and they take that picture down, it's never going away. It's out there. It's somebody seen it, somebody shared it, somebody saved it. You know, it's out there forever.
I've seen bullying go to the point where you mentioned social media. Facebook, for example, has memorial pages. If someone passes away, you can set up a memorial to them for, in theory, people to post their grief, their sadness, their happy memories. The bullies continue to bully their target after the victim has killed themselves. That's how ingrained this bullying is. And before we go on, I want to mention these two names out of respect for their families, too, because I mentioned the number, but their names have much more value than the number. Adriana Cush, who was 14, and she took her life back in March of 2023. Felicia Loalbo Melendez, who was 11, and killed herself at the school after being bullied for 2 years. If someone, I mean, just take yourself out of any position of administration, like the school administrators are, who rarely ever comment when they're asked about this story, which that's an issue with me as well. But when someone, a child comes up to you and says something is wrong, how do you not respond? I can't grasp that.
I totally agree. Cyberbullying has increased over 75% since the pandemic began. Kids have gotten online a lot more during the pandemic, and they're being atrocious to each other. And like I say, I mean, you know, every kid has access now to social media online in their in their phone, you know, in their pocket. They carry access to be able to do this. And, you know, that's what we do, is we try to raise awareness by telling about what happened to Ty. I've been to well over 6,000 schools, talked to a little over 4.5 million kids across the U.S. in the last 13 years. And we're having a pretty good impact on it, you know, but it's something that you have to do daily. You know, if your child is on social media, then you better be on their friend list. You know, if they're on Facebook, you better be friends with them so you can watch that. You know, most parents and older people, we don't understand the impact that social media has on our kids, and we don't know how to fight against it if our kids are being bullied online. We recently opened up a whole new website. It is still part of Stand for the Silent. It's called socialbullets.org, and it deals strictly with cyberbullying. There's a very powerful video on that website, and there's also a downloadable guide that teaches parents how to combat against cyberbullying if their kid's being bullied on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever. You know, most of us don't know. Save everything, screenshot everything, document it. That is evidence, and there are ways to stop it.
Dr. Kurt Smalley, who is a co-founder of Stand for the Silent, standforthesilent.org, as well as socialbullets.org. We have those links at our homepage as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned attacking the problem every day, which is certainly something that is necessary, because for you listening, imagine if someone where you work every day came up to you and called you gay, ugly, a midget, furry, day after day after day for years. Well, that was what Felicia Loalvo Melendez was subjected to. She recorded anti-bullying messages as well, presented those to the school district, and again, no response. When you come into, you make yourself available for seminars and talks. Is this at schools, at organizations? Because I'm curious, if you come into a school who has been lackluster in their response to bullying, a wake-up call is certainly needed. Is it always heard?
I would say 90% of the time, the schools that we go to, it is very heard. You know, we get messages from not only the students and but from the staff and school administrators about the impact that we have. You know, I've got messages that come that say, you know, our hallways changed immediately. Kids are being more respectful to each other, and they're inclusive of others, and things like that. You know, we also get messages literally by the thousands, Chris, from kids that say, I was going to kill myself until I heard you speak, and now I'm not, and I want to help you make this stop. You know, the statistics in America right now, 1 out of 4 children, 25% of our babies, will actually have a plan on how they would take their own life before they graduate from high school. And that number is atrocious. I have a list of over 67,000 kids we've lost in America to suicide because of being bullied in the last 7.5 years. 67,000. The youngest one on that list was a 6-year-old child named Matthew. When we have 6-year-old kids killing themselves because of bullying, it's way past time. My son was 11. It's way past time that we start learning to talk about it. You know, suicide's actually kind of always been a taboo subject. It's something that people don't want to talk about. It's something that they don't even want to think about when we're talking about children taking their own lives. But most of these kids that have that plan, they think that they're all alone in this. They think that they're the only ones that have ever had these kind of thoughts. Nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody gets it. And it's high time that we learn we can talk it out. We don't have to act it out. And that's how we're going to stop this. We got to start conversations with our children. As a society, we don't communicate with our kids anymore. Our kids are being raised by social media and technology. You know, I was sitting at dinner the other night and watched a family of 4, a mom, a dad, and 2 children, sitting at a table, and every single one of them was on their cell phone, thumbs just rushing through, scrolling, you know. They weren't even having a conversation. we've got to learn to talk to our kids again.
And I know that there are some schools, Red Bank, for example, here in New Jersey, which instituted a policy where kids can't have their smartphones while in class. That's their way of trying to prevent cyberbullying. Okay, fine. There's 6 hours of the day covered. What about the rest of the time? The kids get the phone back. So that's a token effort with no long-lasting reaction. It's actually been fought against, too, for a variety of reasons. You also make, because you and your wife can't be everywhere every time, it is possible to set up a chapter of your organization, and that way, I mean, you give the guidance, I assume, and they could tailor, the organizers can tailor a local chapter to that specific area's problem, the level of it, the need, and how to address it.
That's correct. We actually have two different types of chapters. It doesn't cost anything to start a chapter, and I'm willing to help any way needed. We have a school chapter that obviously is based in the school, and then we have community chapters, and we have many of those that parents or just some caring individual that wants to raise awareness in their community and help kids that are being bullied feel like they have a place that they can belong. It's very easy to start a chapter. You go to our website, you click on the four schools tab, scroll down, you'll see a place where it says start a chapter. Click on it. You can download the guide, and then they email us the information for their chapter. We get it approved. We send them an official letter that says your chapter was accepted as an official chapter on such and such date. We put them in touch with our national chapter liaisons. We have two ladies based out of Wisconsin. They're twins, Melissa and Tracy, and they're phenomenal. They start sending our chapter newsletters each month. They send them out new resources as they come in to us. You know, and speaking of resources, Chris, you know, for the parents that are listening and talking about cyberbullying a minute ago, there are certain apps out there that you can actually put on your child's cellular device. There's one called Bark that's very good. It monitors your children's social media presence. It'll send an alert to mom and dad that says, hey, your kid's being bullied on Facebook. What I like about it is it also sends a alert to mom and dad if the kid's being the bully on Facebook, you know, because we've all heard, well, Timmy would never do something like that. He's an angel. But Timmy just told Sally on Facebook that she's worthless and she ought to just kill herself. And when mom and dad see that with their own eyes, you know, they can't help but do something about it. But getting back to the chapters, yeah, I mean, anybody that wants to start a chapter, I'm willing to help. You can go onto our website. Our contact email's on there. We'll help through that. You can get me invited to your local schools. I've actually done a couple of presentations in New Jersey. It's been several years, 8 or 10 since I've been there. I can't remember the name of the school. We did a Stand for the Silent Night with the hockey team there, though. I think it's the Red Devils. Is that correct?
I'm not sure which school. I mean, unfortunately, we have like 600 school districts, so I can't.
I'm talking about the NHL.
Oh, the NHL. It was just the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, the Devils. We did a Stand for the Silent Night at their arena one time.
I actually remember that. I think I was watching the game, and they had, coming back from commercial break, they showed it was a video of what you guys were doing, either pregame or between periods. And I actually do recall that. For you listening, with StandForTheSilent.org and the organization Stand for the Silent, well, first with the website, because that's immediate. There's information right off the bat with the Proactive Parents Cyberbullying Handbook, along with, now this sounds weird, I know, but Bullying Prevention K-2 Curriculum. Why is that starting so early? Well, because what happens if you start early, you prevent the problems from happening later on. That's a key issue that too many are thinking about. We're thinking about addressing it once the bully gets older into middle school and high school. Well, if you plant a good, strong foundation of sensibility and awareness in those K through second grade years, you might just prevent a couple of bullies from developing within a student body. And we're starting a chapter of the organization that Kirk and his wife had co-founded, Stand for the Silent. Next time there's an Adriana Kush or Felicia Luablo Melendez story in the making, as opposed to a single parent showing up at the principal's office saying there's a problem here and being dismissed, what if a group of people united showed up and publicly said there's a problem in the school that's not being addressed? Think maybe something might get changed a little faster? But I do, because it's not. It's an old saying, because it's true. There is strength in numbers. And by organizing a voice against bullying, not just parents, students too, peer support is equally as important as parental support. You can find out more about the work of Stand for the Silent, how to bring a chapter into the school district where you are and you have your children, either to resolve a problem of bullying or to prevent any increase of bullying. StandForTheSilent.org and the secondary website, SocialBullets.org. Learn more about the cyberbullying aspect of things, because we all know the social media companies are not going to address it. Kirk, you are an inspiration, because when unbelievable pain that so many can, I don't think even imagine the degree of, strikes a family like it struck your family, it's real easy. Quitting is easy, someone said one time. You don't need training, don't need any help. You can, it's the ultimate DIY project. I quit. That's it. Well, you and your wife did the opposite, and you are people who are making a difference, saving lives, some of which you know about, probably many more you don't, but it's a difference, and we need more people making that difference, and hopefully they will join the Stand for the Silent team, StandForTheSilent.org, the website. Kirk, thanks for the work that you're doing, for the awareness that you're bringing people at all levels to this issue.
Well, I appreciate you helping me get my message out there, Chris. It's something that, you know, we got to keep in front of the kids daily. You know, like I told you, when we go and visit a school, we leave a ton of resources at the school for not only the school and the students, but also for parents. You know, we try to get the older kids in the community to spread our message downward to the little kids, because they're the local heroes. You know, your high school kids start wearing Nike tennis shoes. All the little ones are going to have them on next week. And, you know, we'll leave a bunch of children's books that talk about bullying, with even the high schools, that they can take down to the little kids, the first and second and third graders, and read the storylines to them, have a discussion with those kids, you know, because they listen to them quicker than they listen to adults. All their lives they've heard mom and dad and teachers and school administrators say, play nice, be good. It goes in one ear and out the other. But when their local hero, their high school quarterback, says, hey, dude, we don't have to be this way, they take that message to heart. And we're having a huge amount of success getting it implemented and working.
The door is open for you listening. Live up to the name of the organization, Stand for the Silent. Thanks again, Kirk.
Thank you, Chris.